try now.
Oh, much better.
Whoa. Oh.
Full body, like a good wine.
Hmm. I have been told that I am like a good wine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you've been told you're full-bodied.
Who would say that to me?
I don't know. I guess I just did.
Who told you that?
Paranoid?
Who's calling me that?
Paranoid much?
Have you been calling me that?
No. I mean, except for just now.
I mean, sounds like you've been calling me that.
No.
Sounds like it. I mean, that's just what it sounds like to me.
No.
Anyway. You doing all right?
Yeah, I finally made the switch to that computer I built at the beginning of the year. And that's always awkward.
So it's half a year obsolete now.
Yeah. And probably more than that, because it wasn't like state-of-the-art parts when I bought them. Mm. I usually save a little money by buying something a little bit older.
By cutting corners?
Well, it's still a good computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, you know, state-of-the-art right now.
Mm.
Or when it was built.
Bleeding edge, or so to speak.
Possibly even the year before that.
Mm. So it sounds like it's not very good.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Sounds like it's not.
The problem is I also, besides switching computers and having to reinstall everything, I decided to update some of my software because when stuff works and I don't have a problem with it, I usually just tend not to update it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figure why, you know, ask for problems.
Well, updating usually causes problems, right?
I mean, updating gives you new features.
Like?
Well, like
you can type on your keyboard now?
No, I could type on
my
keyboard.
You weren't able to do that before?
No, it's like, say, Illustrator, right? I've been not updating Illustrator for, like, since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I talked about this then because I had tried to update it. And there was a function that I use pretty often that they decided to get rid of in it. And I just didn't feel like dealing with that. So I'm like, all right, screw you. I'm not going to update.
That sounds like crank.
It reminds me of... Okay, so back around... This would have been 2022, not 20, or 2002, I guess. I can't remember what version was out then. Was that 9 and 10 or 8 and 9?
Of 2002?
Yeah, which version of Illustrator was in?
Well, I don't know.
I can't remember, but I remember there being a thing where, okay, so there's, in your Pathfinder panel, you have a button on there that's called Unite. And if you hold the Alt key and hit Unite, it turns...
World Peace is solved.
Yes. It turns into make a compound shape instead. That way your bits and pieces of stuff are still editable. They're not all one solid shape.
Compound.
And that's really handy when you're doing balloons, because that way your tails stay separate. And if you have to make the balloon bigger or change its position or something, you don't have to draw a whole new thing with a whole new tail. You just adjust the tail, you know.
Balloons.
And I remember back then they switched the behavior of that so that the compound function was the main function, and to get the Unite function, you had to hit Alt, which is just a weird thing to do. And they got so much, I remember seeing this online back then, they got so much negative feedback on that they like promptly issued a patch and switched it back to the way it was. So I'm guessing my usage of this particular function isn't as widespread as that was, because they haven't fixed it. And what little I could find info on about it back in 2020, which I can't even find it now because I've been trying to look it up. I remember basically the response from Adobe was, just break your shapes apart and then, you know, do what you got to do then and put them back together again. And I'm like, because the function...
Don't tell me my workflow.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you what the function is I'm talking about. So it used to be with compound shapes. Because usually as an element off to the side of my artboard, I keep a balloon and a tail already compound shaped together, because it just makes it easier.
Hey, I think I remember you telling me this.
Yeah, it just makes it easier to grab that, drag it over to where I need it, and then just, you know, just adjust things, right? Using the point tool, I'm blanking out here.
I don't know. I don't use computers.
The direct selection tool, the white arrow.
I don't know what computers are.
They're like rocks and sticks, but a whole bunch more of them.
Okay.
Anyway, so when I would center a balloon, I would just grab the balloon, select the balloon and the type, click the type again to make that a key object, and then I would center the balloon to the type like that. I had a shortcut on my keyboard for it that would just center up, you know, vertically and horizontally. Somewhere around 2020, they changed it so that you cannot do that anymore. You can't select a key object in a compound shape. Or, like, you can't just... Yeah, if you're selecting just part of a compound shape, you can't use key objects anymore. It wants to default to centering to the artboard instead.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's, I mean, for me, it's a major functional change, because that was a direct part of my workflow, you know?
Did you complain to somebody?
What good's it going to do? Like I said, all the information...
I don't know!
If it was a big enough problem that I could actually readily find people complaining about it, then that, you know, that would be a thing, but it's not, obviously.
You're complaining to me, so I'm trying to fix it, and you're just like, oh, okay.
I don't care. Anyway.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
It sounds like you're making fun of me.
Uh-uh. I think that's a broad exaggeration.
Is it?
Yeah. It's
doesn't sound like me to exaggerate.
Well, maybe. No, I was just trying to explain one of the things I'm trying to get used to. So I finally decided, look, I can't just keep... Because I stayed on CS 5.5 up until 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2019, somewhere around there is when I made the change. And so I was still on CS 5.5 because it worked, but it was getting increasingly unreliable. And I wanted to take advantage of more memory because that was still a 32-bit program, I think. It couldn't use more than X amount of memory. And it did have an annoying habit of crashing. But just for
random. I'd rather be able to just buy stuff. I don't know who has decided that subscription models are the way to go, but they have clearly not taken into account how people actually spend.
that was one of those weird things. I remember when Adobe made that move and there was a lot of outcry against it. They did it anyway and people just shut up and paid it.
Well, yeah, because you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, I mean, what else you can... I mean, you could try to work on a different program, like...
Yeah, they say that, but it's kind of like those people that say, oh, you don't technically have to pay taxes.
Yeah, I mean...
It's like, yeah, you kind of do, buddy.
Like, the Affinity apps are really good. There is a bit of a learning curve, and I still haven't mastered it yet because I haven't worked on them enough. Because I've usually been too busy to spend time on a new program, you know?
Part of what you're paying for from Adobe is convenience.
It's or pervasiveness, probably, because it literally is the main program used by most of the like the real graphic design world and stuff. You know, I mean, shit. That Adobe products are what they teach you when you're in school, still, I think. And it definitely was back in the 90s. Like, if you were using graphic
design, that's all there was.
It was Adobe. Well, you had like Corel and stuff like that too.
They did not teach us no damn Corel.
No, I'm saying, but it's sort of like how Macs got a leg up, because a lot of schools used Macs anyway in the 90s. I think because Mac had some sort of like educational discount for the hardware or something like that.
They did. My first Mac was from the school, and it was still expensive as fuck.
But I think they also discounted like the school's purchases of them too, you know. So that gave, I mean, that gave Mac a leg up, because then once people graduated, you know, they worked on Mac, and since so many people worked on Mac, design studios had everybody working on Macs, you know? I mean, and you could use a PC, but, you know, most people didn't, I guess, at least back then. I think things have changed a lot. The landscape's changed a lot in the past 20, 30
years. Why would you want to use a gross-ass PC?
yeah, I'm not even going to get in that old argument.
Oh, let's do it! Let's do it like the old days.
Nope. Because back in the old days...
I would say something that would actually make you annoyed and mad.
Because back in the old
days...
And
go off and grump.
I would sit there and do a side-by-side comparison of machines with similar specs, and the PC would win out in speed, and you'd still be like, well, Mac's better. I'm like...
Dude. Don't you want to do that?
No.
Come on.
The other thing I had to get used to is I upgraded my operating system to Windows 11.
Uh-oh. I don't know what that means.
It's not
probably
fun.
Ugly and not useful.
Actually, they out of the box, they made it pretty much like a Mac.
Mm.
Center bar with the little bouncy icons and all that
shit.
Oh,
they've done that. Yeah, they've been doing that since, what, 97?
No.
Or 2000, I mean. Windows 2000. Which one of them they decided they're going to make it look
like? Windows 2000. That was like NT.
I don't know.
It was back in the NT days, man.
I don't know.
Back before NT became the standard. But no, I don't think that was a default in 10, but that is a default in 11. The short center bar that expands as you add icons. And I think they bouncy. Do Macs still bouncy?
They do if you want them to.
Okay.
All that stuff you can change. They just don't tell you how.
That's the other thing. Microsoft's getting more like that, too, where they're hiding things in submenus and dumbing things down, like, a lot.
That crap, I don't know, especially in a day and age where things don't come with instructions anymore. Why hide features?
Because I think they're trying to phase certain things out. They don't want to completely...
I guess, but, I mean, you go online and you'll find any amount of YouTube videos telling you how to do it.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, from the get-go, I started making my computer the way I wanted. Like, I moved my start menu back to the way it used to be. You know, I undid all this shit. Windows won't tell you how to do that. But if you do look it up, you know, but I think a lot of people, like my parents, wouldn't look that up. They were just as annoyed by it because we got them a new computer for Christmas, and it came with 11. And they were annoyed by all the UI changes. And that was just stepping up from 10 to 11. You know?
From what they were used to, or just being olds and not understanding computers?
From what they were used to. They didn't get why was the taskbar in the middle. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll go ahead and change it. And even for my parents, I moved it and made it look like 10 again.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And then lightning will hit, or they'll turn it off the wrong way, and it goes back to settings, and you'll have to figure out what happened.
Well, that hasn't happened yet, but...
Yeah, but it will.
They have been having some weird problem where they can't wake it up if it goes to sleep. They have to completely power it back up again.
Oh, that means it's broken.
I don't know what it means. I haven't been able to figure it out.
It means they broke it.
I'm just like, I don't know, you know. Like,
Can we call Mama Crank right now?
No, she's at work, Mike.
She's working right now?
Yeah.
Why isn't she off today?
Why would she be off today?
I don't know. She's old. She can't be working every day. Don't they give her like a Friday's off or something?
No, she's a full-time employee that manages people.
Oh. She needs to be better to herself.
She gets out more than you do.
That's not nice.
I was going to say she gets out more than I do, but everybody gets out more than I do. But what I'm saying is she gets out...
That's not true. You probably get out more than I do because you go to her house.
Well, yeah, at least once or twice a week.
Yeah, so that's more than me.
Wait, are you not at the studio?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been here all week pretty much, though.
Oh, you are at the studio?
I am.
Okay. But yeah, so I don't know. It's moving computers. I always compare it to moving a house, moving to a new house or whatever, or a new apartment anyway. But especially when you're having to get rid or get used to all new like UI changes and stuff like that, it's just.
Yeah.
And now, like with the Illustrator thing, I'm having to work differently, which is weird. Like, because I'm just not used to it. You know?
Yeah.
I think ultimately it'll be fine. And if it's not, it better be because I don't have a choice. So,
I always have these intentions of setting up my stuff streamlined with everything where it needs to be and all my shortcuts and stuff like that. And then I never do. Then I look up and years have gone by and I'm like, well, why? Why would I change it now? I have a workflow now.
I mean, you're probably just as well off working with the defaults because that way you don't have to change anything when you set something new up, you know? I mean,
it just feels like my computer at home, my computer here have different settings. That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't want to spend the time to reach parity.
Because
I know I'm just going to screw something up.
Yeah, and then there's other little things, like because I was upgrading the OS, certain bits of software that I've used that haven't been updated in a while, like utility things. like, don't work or didn't work right, or I had to find a way to make them work. And it's like for the thing I use as my shortcut machine, it's a gamepad.
Shortcut machine?
Yeah, it's all the buttons are, like, actions and shortcuts and stuff. But it's a gamepad, you know? Plus, it's got, like, a little mouse wheel on it, so when I got my pen, I can still scroll up and down or hold control and scroll left and right. Yeah.
I tried to buy the companion, not the companion, but the Tabmate for that. But whatever their company, Celsius, lies to its consumers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's only available in Japan.
Oh, I think you were telling me about that. Yeah,
yeah, that's some bullshit. Don't advertise it like it's here, because then people go and they buy the old version.
Check and see, like, how much does that run? If you could buy it, how much would it run?
Between $70 and $100.
Okay, that's not terrible.
No.
I was going to say
it is if you can't use it.
Check and see if Razer... I think Razer makes support of their control software for Macintosh. But there's a... the updated version of the thing I use an old Nostromo. And the updated version of that is the Orb Weaver? No, maybe? Tartarus version 2.
These all sound very ominous.
Well, you know,
the Nostromo and the Orb Weaver.
They're for edgelord gamers.
And the Tartarus.
Yeah, they're for edge gamers, you know. But,
it sounds like you're going to open up a Lament configuration with one of them.
Oh, you might feel it, yeah.
I don't need chains sticking out of my body.
No. You won't have chains sticking out of your body. Anyway, it's the Tartarus Pro version 2.
Are you tired of listening to me go on about that? It sounded like you were moving subjects.
I'm trying to finish what
How
I was saying.
How dare you?
That you keep interrupting me.
I have things to say.
That's fine. Wait your turn. Didn't your mama teach you how to wait your turn?
My mama's dead.
Yeah, but she was alive once.
It's true. She probably did teach me some good stuff.
She teach you no manners?
Not that you can tell from this.
Anyway, yeah, it's a pad like mine, and you can program the keys to do, simple key commands like Control V, Control S, you know, save, cut, copy, whatever. You can also program in more complicated macros.
Macros.
So if you've got like a, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like a more complicated one. Like, I add points in Illustrator, which it takes several key presses of stuff, and then key releases. You can record that sequence, and then with one key hit, do it instead of having to do a whole bunch of finger presses. You know,
do it.
It just kind of speeds things up a little bit. Although when you, for, at least for me, because I've gotten so used to having this thing, when I try to remember what the actual keyboard things are, I kind of have to think about it for a minute. Like, I don't know, Control Shift Alt or something. You know, like, I don't know what that does. That doesn't do anything. But
have you used a computer before?
I've heard of them. The mouse thing, you pick it up and speak into it, right? Hello, computer.
Computer.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's been what I've been busy with. Then I got work to do, and so I'm trying to get caught up with that and then finish getting my computer in order, I guess. Oh, that was another thing. For whatever reason, my old color calibrator for my monitor doesn't... the software doesn't like Windows 11 at all. So I had to... and my colors were all screwed. I've got them to where I think they're close to being right now again. But I had to kind of do it by hand and just eyeball it. And that's real annoying. So I got to buy a new color calibrator, but I don't have the money to do it right now because, you know, a couple hundred dollars. So... yeah, that's the other thing. Like, the only reason I mean, I would stay on 10. I'd be fine on 10. Hell, I'd still be using 7. But once they stopped doing the security updates, it's like,
that's easy for me to bust into your computer now.
Well, yeah, probably.
All right, I'll be doing that tonight.
Well, no, I'm on 11 now. I'm saying if I was still on 7.
Oh, you underestimate my hacking powers.
Probably not.
What? I don't like the way you said that. That sounded very insulting.
It wasn't meant to be. I'm just saying.
You're offending me today.
You're very tetchy today.
I am.
Why are you so touchy, Mike?
I don't know. I stayed home yesterday because I said I was going to write a song, and then I gave up about an hour into it.
Did you just go into the studio anyway, then?
I did not.
Oh.
I was too grumpy.
Sometimes it's like that, man.
Yeah, that's not going to be a good enough answer for me, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's allowed to have an off day, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
Fair enough.
At what point do you have to make adjustments if you keep having them?
I mean, I guess you could just settle in and accept your grumpyhood.
I don't want to.
Well, then there you go. Then you work to
be... Because I don't think of myself as grumpy.
Then you work to be better.
I'm on a work to go upside your head.
Go get a... Go socialize. Like, get a part-time job that makes you interact with people.
It makes my stomach hurt thinking of that.
I understand that. I really do. I thought about maybe trying to get a part-time job at Target or something.
That's what Sean does.
He's older than us, isn't he?
He's older than me, yeah. He's a year older than me.
Okay, so probably means he's 2 years older than me. So what is he, a greeter?
Whoa, shade at Sean.
Well, we're kind of old, man.
It's not Walmart. They don't have greeters at Target.
Don't they?
No.
Oh, okay.
When's the last time you saw a greeter? You really don't go out.
I don't pay attention to the help.
Whoa! Look at you.
I'm kidding. If they acknowledge
Are you kidding? It doesn't sound like you're kidding.
If they acknowledge me, I always say hello back. I just don't instigate any contact with people.
They're not bears.
Don't look them in the eye. Don't run away. If they get up, curl into a ball.
Yeah, that might be useful.
Anyway. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I've thought about that, getting like a Target job or something like that. I wouldn't work in Walmart.
Just for the socialization of it.
Oh, you know, I mean, I guess the extra money wouldn't hurt either. But I think, you know, you do have to socialize in those situations, right?
I guess. I wonder.
And if you can't...
I mean, I spent so much of my time at those kind of jobs trying to figure out ways to not interact with people. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was spending a lot of time in the back.
I remember a couple of the call center type jobs. I maybe talked to the people that were at desks like right adjacent to mine or something, but I didn't make any effort to talk to anybody else. Especially like if I could avoid it, like having to talk to my manager. Ugh, having a manager again. Like,
yeah, I don't need that.
That just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. You know, somebody whose whole job is to make sure that they can justify their job by telling you stuff.
I mean, somebody has to run stuff if you're not going to be there, right?
Right.
So I don't think it's it's not a job void of purpose or worthiness.
Yeah, I know.
You got a chip on your shoulder.
I got a problem with authority. I've always had a problem with authority. Going all the way back to my childhood.
I mean, a lot of people, first thing they say about you is what a rebel you are.
Oh, no, I mean, just because I don't act out doesn't mean I don't still have those feelings in my head. I just learned how to, like, you know, enhance my calm. I'm pretty mellow most of the time, dude.
Are you telling me that because I've never met you before, or?
Just for general edification and purposes, I guess. I don't know.
So that was more for you than me.
Like, Yeah.
I'm pretty calm, Mike.
I mean, you never knew me when I was, like, super uptight.
Sure.
I mean, anything you've seen, because, I mean, yeah, you didn't really know me until the 2000s. So in my 20s, early 20s, late teens, I was an angry, uptight person. And I learned how to mellow that out, man.
Sure.
Yep.
Uptight crank. That's what they used to call you.
Yeah, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
Probably asshole.
No, that's... I call you that.
No. Dickwad.
That too.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know my FICO credit scorecard?
Yes. First, start off by giving me your social security number.
Okay, that's... 816, fuck you.
Whoa, uncool.
Not really.
You are really...
I gave the answer in the spirit the question was asked.
No, I was not being mean.
No, you were being silly. So was I.
I was not. That wasn't silly. That was rude, crude, and totally unacceptable.
Not true.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess I can't tell you what you find unacceptable.
On this, we must disagree.
Can we agree to disagree?
No.
We just
can't even do that.
We just have to disagree.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Well, I don't know, man.
There ain't no good guys.
There ain't no bad guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just you and me.
Well, I can't go for that. No can do.
They don't get along either.
That's true. But they made some fine music together.
They did make fine music.
Was that... Who was that? Hall & Oates.
Yes.
For some reason, I start to say Godly and Cream.
No. They Fields from, and Yarnell.
They were from 10cc, right?
I don't remember. I always, whenever I hear that, Shields and Yarnell, for some reason, I keep thinking it's a dairy, like an ice cream maker.
Well, it sounds like it.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. As of the 3rd, it's 826.
What's 826?
Based on TransUnion data. My FICO score.
Oh, your credit. Wow, that's good, isn't it?
It's exceptional.
Listen.
Truly.
I've never heard you brag about something.
That's not even bragging. It's what it's telling me on the screen. It says exceptional.
Oh, shit. It's not bragging if it's true, dog. That's what you just said.
If I'm just reading what somebody else is telling me, I mean...
Oh.
You know.
That's what the kids call a humble brag.
And it's been pretty consistently at that level for months.
How far you've come since the Chicago days.
Yeah, dude, that first year in Chicago, I was so fucked. Oh, man. I remember doing my taxes because it was the first time I had ever had to do freelance taxes. Or self-employment taxes, rather. Same thing. And I was not prepared. And I had no money. Like, I had no money to pay him, and I owed him, like, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hadn't been paying any quarterlies, because I didn't know what quarterlies were then, you know? Yeah, man. That was definitely a digging in the couch cushions for change kind of, like, end-of-the-year thing. But anyway. Hopefully I'll never be back to that again.
Oh, you'll be back to that.
Because, I mean, you know, actually, considering that was 2002, and I lived paycheck to paycheck most of the time through the 90s and early, you know, up to early 2000s anyway. Like, I never had money in the bank or anything. And I was always working, like, I didn't do restaurant jobs. I didn't do good in restaurant jobs. So after I had one or two, I just didn't get any more because I was like, I can't work here like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand coming home smelling like grease and food and stuff. And it took me a long time to eat fast food chicken after I worked at a chicken joint.
Chicken joint.
Because it just kind of I was grossed out.
Don't call it chicken joint.
What do you want me to call it?
I don't know. Whatever the restaurant was called.
Chicken Shack?
It was not called Chicken Shack.
Snack and Shack?
What was it called?
Chickadee China? The Chinese chicken?
What was it called?
I think... I can't remember. It was Lee's. It was Lee's.
Lee's. Why can't you just say Lee's?
Well, because if I want to refer to, like, chicken joints in general, I can't call them all Lee's.
Well, you're... I guess if you're 50, you can say joint as far as it pertains to a place. It's kind of an outdated thing, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Who says, I'm going to go to the chicken joint?
I don't know.
It's like when my friend in high school started calling people cats.
What's
like,
up, cat?
Shut up. You're not a jazz player in the 40s.
Might have been.
One of the reasons I didn't like Kevin Smith when our first song is he kept saying cat. It's like, who are you? I don't get to say cat.
Who are you to tell other people what they get to say?
You know what? Absolutely true. But stop doing it.
I mean, man.
Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm saying. Also, stop saying cat.
I mean, that ain't cool, cat. Dig?
I'm not a cool cat.
Dig?
I'm definitely not. God damn it. You don't dig nothing.
I say dig. I do say
you don't.
Dig. I say I dig stuff.
You can say that.
I dug it.
You can say that.
And, I don't... why is it whenever I go to think about the slang I use, I can't remember it?
Mostly because you're dumb.
Could be.
Dumb crank. That's what we used to call you at Devil's Dig.
That wasn't very nice.
You don't remember that everybody called you Dumb Dumb Crank?
Dumb Dumb Give Gum Gum.
Dumb Dumb Give Gum Gum. Is that what you just said?
It's from the Night Museum movie.
The big Stonehenge keeps calling
the...
What's his name? Oh, is that, that's not the first one. That's like the second one, right?
It's one of them, yeah. He's Dumb Dumb. My name's not Dumb Dumb. Dumb Dumb Give Gum Gum. Yeah, anyway... Spent too much time talking about that already. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
For some reason.
Just went radio silent on me.
I'm sorry. I'm drawing Archie beating up a mech.
I'm parsing that sentence. Beating up a what?
A mech.
An Irish person?
Yes, he's beating up a mech. This is, yes. I'm drawing the Archie Comics Gangs of New York adaptation.
That seems a little nationalist or racist or something.
Yeah, that sounds like me, doesn't it?
I wouldn't have thought so. Sometimes you take a look at your word stack and you say, this isn't right, but I can't figure out how to make it look any better because some of these words are just too long.
What's a word stack?
How I arrange the words in a balloon. Sometimes it's weird, like, just certain combinations. If you put certain words in the right order, they're impossible to make a good-looking stack out of.
That's what they used to call me in high school. Good-looking stack. Oh. What'd you just say to me?
What? Nothing? I mean, obviously they wouldn't have called you short stack. That would just be weird. Anyway, do you ever do drawing nights anymore?
I don't know. I don't really draw for fun.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that, I guess.
I mean, I do have moments where I'm drawing stuff and I giggle and I'm like, I can't wait for somebody to see this, but I don't really do that for fun.
I mean, sometimes you show me stuff that you draw, like that wasn't a job.
Yeah.
Like the hanker thing.
Yeah, I get wild hairs every once in a while. I have a list of things. I write down things to remember to draw.
Things to be drawn.
But then sometimes, you know, I had an idea for a little comic strip, and I started it, and I was like, why am I spending all this time on this? And I stopped, so I don't.
But that doesn't bother you, like not writing a song? Like stopping after you've already started something?
Oh, it bothers me.
Oh.
It bothers me a lot. That's why I was upset.
About the comic strip?
Yeah.
Oh. You didn't say you were upset. You just said you stopped.
Why I don't do it.
Hmm.
I don't like not finishing things, dude. I don't like that I have to get myself, I have to work myself up into a, this is a job, this is something I have to do mode in order for me to get to a point where I being confident in something.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is for me. I'm not naturally talented like lots of people.
Where it just flows straight from brain to paper.
Yeah, I have
with
to...
No physical intervention involved.
I have to work at stuff with a singular determination reserved only for the insane.
So you're Batman.
When it comes to drawing, yes. I will say that humbly.
I mean, because let's face it, Batman's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
Like, that is not... Those aren't the actions of a sane man.
Like, no.
In any shape, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure his heart's in the right place. But...
Yeah.
Something about this is weird and sluggish.
Batman?
No, like what I'm working on. It's just when I do stuff, it's like there's a set, like a... Not even a full second, like a milliseconds delay, you know? A couple milliseconds delay.
Is it because you're recording?
I don't think so. It's just something weird, and it doesn't do it in everything. Just certain things I'm getting used to, man. Just things I'm getting used to. I won't even notice this in a week, or I'll have wiped everything and gone back to 10, and which is still an option. I got like a little over a year before they retire 10. I could put off all this agony for a year and a half.
In a week, you'll have the kitten I sent, though.
The what?
I sent you a kitten.
Is that legal?
It's not illegal.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
To just send a cat in the mail?
I wouldn't send you a cat in the mail if I couldn't do it.
There's a flaw in that.
No, you can send anything in the mail if you're not a big puss.
Did you at least poke holes in the box?
The cat's got claws. I figured he can do that.
Did you at least write a note on the outside to let the nice postal workers know what's in there?
No, I think they appreciate every day being a surprise.
Huh.
You know, I mean, it's got to be really, I mean, not fun to be a post office worker, so give them something to look forward to.
Right. I
like a dehydrated cat making its way out of a box to try and kill you.
Yeah, at that point, it's probably gone feral.
Well, it's definitely suffering trauma, so...
Yeah.
I like making jokes about cats being injured, but I would never... Hurt a cat.
I don't, sounds like you might hurt a cat.
Does it?
Well, I mean, you know, you've got this all worked out.
I have been hurt by cats way more than I have hurt cats.
I decided over the weekend that cats are Republicans.
I don't want to talk about that. I am so upset about that stuff.
What stuff?
I got back from Arkansas, and that was pretty much listening to my aunt and uncle complain about it.
Oh.
And then that got me upset, and then I was just like, I can't deal, man.
Is that what you did for 4th?
Yeah, pretty much. I went to see my cousin. My cousin is following his dreams and started a barbecue truck.
Nice.
But unlike a lot of people who have midlife crises and go in and do stuff that are their dreams, Ben is actually very good at it.
So it's good barbecue?
Yeah, it's great.
Cool. And this is in Arkansas?
It is, yep. It is near Sherwood, Arkansas, which is outside of Little Rock.
Then, unfortunately, I will probably never be able to try his barbecue.
Well, never say never.
I can't see me being in Arkansas.
Well, I mean, I can't see me being your friend, but here we are.
I mean, I just, you know, that hurts.
That was kind of unnecessarily mean.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little on the sharp side, man.
It was. I apologize.
Accept it.
You're one of my best friends.
Thank you. Now that we've gotten that past us.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. 4th of July, barbecue trip.
Yeah, that's it. I went there. It was hot.
Yeah.
You know how hot it is there?
Where? Arkansas?
At your house?
Not quite 90 degrees up here in the office.
It's hotter than that in Arkansas.
I bet it is. It was really hot on the 4th here, though.
Yeah.
We were still experiencing the whole heat dome thing, I think.
Heat dome.
Under the heat dome.
Under the heat dome.
Spoiler alert, it was aliens all along.
Really?
Yeah.
My other cousin was out getting signatures so they could bring up, what do you call it, issues to vote on at the Arkansas Congress or whatever. So she was doing her 4th of July duty.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
My cousin was out getting signatures to bring up referendums to vote on.
So
that was what she was doing while I was snacking on barbecue.
So, yeah, she was actually working.
Yeah, she does stuff.
Man, all these people out there doing stuff. I don't have any truck with that.
You ain't got any truck with that.
Yeah.
Is that something you learned while you were in the joint?
Different joint, man. See, you're mixing up a chicken joint with a prison. I mean, if you don't let me use it, I'll just say shack instead. You know,
stupid!
You know.
Stop saying it, cat.
Dude.
You are definitely not a cool cat.
Dig.
Dig? How dare you? I'll dig your grave.
This is not copacetic, man.
Ah.
What? Copacetic's not even slang. That's a real word.
I know it is. All of them are real words.
Yeah, but I mean, copacetic's not even slang. It's like a proper word used properly. And not as a whatever.
I am one jug head away from a 3-page ink day.
Is not a phrase you hear often.
Nope.
It's like, feel like that should be a Jeopardy question or something.
I don't know how it could be, but
I'm sure they could work it in somehow. That guy's clever. But Jeopardy guy. Whatever.
Who is the Jeopardy guy?
I don't remember. Sometimes I see it because it comes on before wrestling on Fridays.
I forgot you were into wrestling again.
Oh, yeah. There was a premium live event last weekend. I watched it with my friend Marcus.
Oh, how is Marcus?
He's doing all right.
Is the band still a thing?
That hadn't been a thing in a long time.
So he's not doing music anymore?
Not really.
What's he do?
Just kind of works and watches stuff at home.
Does he have kids?
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got together on Saturday last week and we watched the Money in the Bank event.
Money in the Bank event.
Yeah, Money in the Bank is a... Do you really want to know?
I mean, sort of.
Okay. So if you win the Money in the Bank competition, which is a ladder match, with like... They do a women's match and a men's match, and I think they're each 10 people? 6 people? I can't remember how many people are in it, but anyway, it's a ladder match. They've got these briefcases hanging from the roof above the ladders, or above where you can... Yeah, they're just hanging there, and there's a certain ladder that's tall enough to be able to reach them. And so if you can get up there and unhook them from the carabiner, is that what they call those? Those clips, sure. You know.
Yeah.
If you can unhook the briefcase from the clip and hold it, then you've won it. And what the money in the bank allows you to do is at any time you can issue a challenge to a belt holder, somebody that holds like a position, like, you know, U.S. champ or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And by any time, I mean, I don't think you can charge it, like, if they're sitting in their living room. I don't think you can challenge them. But, like...
Get out of here right now!
Yeah. But, I mean, like, the way I've typically seen it apply is, like, at the end of a big match where everybody's all worn out, somebody will come out and, you know, they'll issue their challenge with the money in the bank while somebody's all beat up and tore down, and then beat them and take the belt that they just won from them. That they either won or just defended.
Feels like if it's so easy to predict, maybe they should come up with something different.
I'm just saying that's the way I've seen it. It doesn't always work that way either, because in this case, Drew McIntyre used it the same, like right after he won it, to try to win back a belt that he lost the same way back at WrestleMania. So he tried to pull the reverse on it, but then CM Punk came out and spoiled it for him. And so he not only did not get his belt back, he also wasted his money in the bank option.
Okay, did he? Because this was sort... I mean, these things are predetermined, so...
Take it as a given that this is a story, but that's kind of like complaining that Superman does something in a comic book.
I wasn't complaining. I was asking a question about if it's predetermined, how...
Well, it's not predetermined in the story world. You understand? It's just... And when you're watching...
I'm asking about the... This is the problem with wrestling, is that... It doesn't matter if you think it's fake. It matters that everybody who watches wrestling has a giant chip on their shoulder about everybody thinking it's fake.
There's not really...
I'm asking a question about...
Ask your question.
If you win, there's money, like... What are the logistics to that? How do they get it so that... Because it's one after one after one, right?
I mean, that's not... It's just called Money in the Bank. It's not actual money.
Okay.
The money in the bank is just the opportunity to, at any point, you've got this thing that you're holding on to be able to challenge somebody else with.
There's not actual money in the ring?
No, it's like metaphor. It's like having money in the bank.
Oh, I feel like... why do I picture that there's like one of those machines like at the mall that you have to stand in and get all the money?
Like a red box?
Yeah, well, no, it's one of those, like the phone booths where you stand and they blow money at you. And you gotta, like, stuff it in your pocket.
God, you are old.
Shut up!
They haven't done one of those since, like, the 70s, man.
That's not true, because I saw one in the 90s in my mall.
Really?
I don't think it was there, like, on a regular basis. I think it was, like, a special occasion.
I always just remember seeing those on, like, rerun TV shows and stuff.
They're on TV shows, but even then I saw one on, like,
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Fallon's Tonight Show, so.
I don't even think I've ever seen one in person.
Oh, yeah, I saw one in person once.
Huh.
That's true. Maybe I'm old for that, but I'm pretty sure they've been on TV since.
Weird. Oh, by the way, Redbox is out of business, or they're going out of business.
Okay.
It was weird because I was just thinking, I was talking to somebody about this like last month, I think. I was like, you know, I don't ever see Redboxes like in public anymore. And because they used to be at the grocery stores and stuff.
Yeah, I guess I didn't notice.
And then I read this article and I was like, oh, that makes sense then, because their parent company is like filing for bankruptcy. And apparently, like, none of the, there were a couple other ones that were like Redbox, like companies or whatever, and I guess none of them are going very well.
Hmm.
Which is weird, because with the way streaming is just getting shittier and shittier, it's like it's making physical media look more appealing again.
Yeah, you know, I was the other day, because, you know, they folded Hulu into Disney Plus, and I'm like, I have Hulu as a separate thing. Am I paying for it separately?
So do you have Disney Plus too?
Yeah.
And you're paying for both of them separately, but now they're folded into one thing?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if I am. I need to go look.
Huh.
It just occurred to me.
Yeah,
it's like, that's some shady bullshit right there.
That is a weird thing.
Yeah.
They, and I, you know, they're starting to do, they're starting to bundle together like cable and shit. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. And that's what I mean about that subscription thing. I think it's like, at some point you really are just fleecing people. And it's like that can only last so long. So your business model can't really, that can't be part of your business model.
You would think, right?
I mean, so yeah, like preying on people can't be part of your business model because that means that it's going to go away at some point.
Maybe people put up with cable for how long? Like, because yeah, cable started out like one of the touted big benefits of it was you could watch channels with no commercials.
Well, it's not like people are doing better off because they saved so much money. It's still the same problem, you know.
And you know, I mean, it was just even as recently as like what 5 years ago, they were still, you know, cutting the cable. Everybody's jumping over to online stuff.
Oh, people are still saying that.
And within the span of, you know, not many years, the online services are getting just as shitty.
So my aunt and uncle just now did it. They're like 80.
Late adopters, and they're really not seeing any of the benefit from it anymore.
They do the YouTube channel so they can get local TV and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, you're the only people I know that have YouTube, like, TV.
I mean, it used to be, it made sense when, well, before the great splintering, when everybody started up their own streaming service.
Yeah.
When basically you had it all concentrated in the, like, what, four or five companies services.
Yeah.
So, you know, it made sense. Go ahead and even subscribing to them was cheaper than cable. Plus there weren't ads everywhere. Like, you weren't annoyed by stuff like that. And now it's even the stuff you pay for. And God, I mean, they're even doing stuff where they're restructuring stuff where you're having to pay more to get less than you did before. Like,
yeah.
Like you're having to pay to still watch ads. If you want to go ad free to get the thing that you just had before, you have to pay like, you know, an extra $5 a month or something on it.
Yeah.
For different services and different things. It's just, yeah, I mean, but that is sort of what the business model is now, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Much of a shame.
So I have finished these pages, but now I've realized that Jughead should probably be wearing something else.
Like his hat?
No, I drew him nude.
Oh, okay.
So you should probably be wearing clothes. I have this thing where I draw everybody naked first.
Right, well, it gives you a better sense of the structure.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
That's what Tim used to do.
That's just because Tim
liked it. But the thing is, I don't think he actually did it for why. He said so you would walk up on him and he'd be drawing a woman and there'd like be X's on the boobs and like nipples and you're like, are you drawing something I'm not supposed to see? And he's like, no, I just draw this so I know where everything is. I was like, they're wearing clothes. You don't need to have that.
You know,
I just think he liked to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Or, you know, it just reinforces your sense of the underlying structure.
No. Somebody who's been doing this for a long time.
That would be the textbook response in like art class or something.
Well, that's why I think he said it, because it made him look less like a perv.
He just liked drawing naked people, man. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Why can't you just say that?
I don't know.
Maybe I think a lot of people.
Maybe it
people
was like do a. That. It was probably like a knee-jerk response. Yeah.
He said, "I'm not doing nothing."
Yeah. Said, you know, I ain't got my hand in the cookie jar.
Sorry, Mom.
Exactly. Don't you know you'll go blind if you keep doing that? That's what they always told you. Was it you? Sorry, we were talking about, made me think about like quirky things in the office back then. Was it you that would always wig out whenever somebody was clipping their nails?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was, but I wasn't sure.
It wasn't that I have a thing about people clipping their nails. I just thought it was. I got real annoyed because I was like, that's what you do at home. You don't do that here. It's like going in the bathroom with you or something. I don't want to see that.
But you weren't actually seeing it. You were just kind of hearing the
No, click. I heard it.
Click, click, click.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, on the scale of things that bothers me, that's very low. And I probably wouldn't even make an issue out of it now.
Yeah, yeah. you know, I mean, oh, you don't have to now that you've hung that big sign in the studio that says, do not clip your nails.
Don't clip your fucking nails is what it says.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I don't. That, and I started doing this thing where I put people's heads on pikes and leave them out as a statement.
Shouldn't you put, like, toes on pikes or something? Or fingers
you
on
know,
pikes?
If somebody is doing something like putting heads on pikes, it's probably not a good idea to correct them like that.
Well, I'm saying, you know, more for verisimilitude.
Mm. More for, like, you're going to be on a pike now.
Well, we do have streets called pikes. I might wind up being on a pike.
Let's call your mom.
My mom is at work, Mike.
Well, she probably needs a break.
She's managing people.
It's almost the end of the day. It's beer o'clock for her.
I don't know when
her and her friends get, like, hang out and start drinking.
I don't know if it's ever been beer o'clock for my mom.
I think it's beer o'clock. I think every day is beer o'clock for your mom.
Like, sometimes it's wine o'clock.
Is it really?
Not so much anymore, but I remember when I was a kid, she'd buy those big industrial-sized jugs of Lambrusco, I think it was, wine. And there'd always be these giant bottles of wine around.
Damn.
Granted, I was a kid at the time, so take this in context, but those bottles were probably...
Crank putting his mom's business out on the street like that.
Oh, she'll talk about it. She'll laugh about it. But, yeah, those bottles were, like, bigger than my head, man. It's like, and I think it was called Lambrusco.
Lambrusco!
I don't know if that was the vineyard, or if that was, like, the... I guess that's not a type of wine.
I wouldn't know.
Let me look that up. Lambrusco.
I wouldn't know, because your mom doesn't invite me over to have Lambrusco.
Oh, well, okay, that actually is a type of wine. Lambrusco.
No.
It's the name of both an Italian red wine grape and the wine made from it.
Whoa!
Yes.
We've learned.
I didn't know. I thought maybe Lambrusco was like a, you know, the vineyard name or something.
You're a vineyard.
I...
All right, I finished it. I fixed his little thingy. Yep. That's exactly what... Yeah, I told you he was naked.
By little thingy, you mean...
His jacket.
That doesn't make it any better. He jacks it?
Mm-hmm. I think it does.
Jacket little thingy?
Mm-hmm.
Or little thingy jacket?
You're a little thingy jacket.
That's just not... Not proper.
Proper! Double page spread, too, so I did 3 pages.
Well, it can't be a little thingy, then.
He's way in the background.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, congratulations, Mike. Good job. Good job.
Yeah, good job on me.
I have not accomplished that today.
Well, I needed to.
Big plans for
the weekend? Had a bad day yesterday, so.
Oh, so you're making up time?
I'm just trying.
Drowning yourself in work.
Well, you know, things like the songwriting is something I'm not good at and get frustrated at. So I move over to something that I am good at and can control. So I feel like I did something.
Gotcha.
Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's all very psychological.
Psychological. Like my terrorism.
It's headology, I think they say.
I have headology.
Yep.
Would you like to study headology with me?
It's a kind of magic.
It's a kind of magic.
Headology.
Headology.
Yes. Anyway.
I ordered the wrong set of fender locking tuners.
How are they wrong?
I meant to get the vintage style, and I got the modern style.
What are they for? I mean, what style of guitar?
For a guitar, for a Strat.
Oh. Is it rest of a vintage appointment?
The he's on it now are vintage, yes.
Okay.
So I would like to stay with that style, but these are locking.
I can't place off the top of my head what the difference is between a vintage key and a modern key. Is it like the oval chiclet versus like the kind
of... the back. Usually it's the backs on the headstock.
So how do they... Okay, because, I mean, there were no vintage locking keys.
Right.
So how is that? If it's the back that's
It's a different kind of design. It's like this thing that you kind of... I think you like use a little screwdriver. It's like a flathead sort of thing.
Oh.
Screw it in a little bit, but as you wind it, it tightens it itself. It's like self-locking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
It is. It is weird.
So they get rid of that wheel that's on the back then, so it still looks like a classic tuner? You're talking about the casing over the gear section.
There's no, there's no wheel in the back.
Okay. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Were you having problems with slippage?
Yes, but I'm trying to make sure that all my bases are covered.
You should cover your guitars as well.
Covered?
Get it? Because bass is a guitar?
I don't like what just happened.
Oh, man. That killed me. Is this a guitar with a tremolo system?
No.
Huh. Never really had a
problem. I mean, it technically has one, but I don't use it.
Is it blocked?
It's not blocked, but it's...
just not used.
But it's flat to the body.
Okay. I was just asking. I've never really had much of a problem with, like, unless they were, the keys were going bad, with the keys slipping, unless it was with the tremolo system. Because sometimes that tension changing, like, can cause the key to move, you know? But, anyway.
Silence.
Cylons? Like Battlestar Galactica?
Cylons. There are Cylons here.
There are Cylons among us. We just have to figure out what the models are. Anyway. Yeah, man. There was a moment after the wrestling event on the weekend where they were interviewing CM Punk. Because John Cena was also on the show. And he announced his retirement. He's going to be retiring in 2025.
I didn't know he was still wrestling.
I really didn't either. He just shows up now and then. I think like when he's got free time from making things, making movies and TV shows and stuff. Kind of like how the Rock still technically wrestles, I guess. Although I haven't actually seen him wrestle in a long time. I've just seen him on the show. But anyway. I guess officially he's going to be retiring after WrestleMania in 2025.
Me too.
And they were, I missed this whole era of wrestling. I just wasn't watching it, the whole CM Punk and Cena era. But apparently, like, even though they were both faces, they were also rivals. So there was a big, like they were, you know, arch enemies or something. And somebody was asking Punk a question. And, how would he describe their relationship in the 2000s and that? He's like, well, basically, he's like, it's like Batman and Superman. He just started describing it in comic book terms, and it made sense. Like, they were both good guys, but they were also kind of like frenemies, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he is a comic book guy, isn't he?
Yeah. That's the only reason I knew who he was, because I remembered Patrick talking about him, and then Patrick and Dalwood would have
Patrick
him
really
in the
likes
store.
Him.
And, well, he's a Chicago guy. So he, it was just funny because he whips out this big comic book analogy for it. And it actually made sense. I'm like, oh, okay. I understood what he was talking about. So that was...
Yeah, Patrick knows a lot of wrestlers.
Does he? I know when they were doing SmackDown in Chicago a couple weeks ago, I kept looking around to see if I could see anybody I knew, like Patrick or somebody.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised that you didn't.
I didn't.
You did?
I didn't, no. But it was I still like anytime they have a show in Chicago that when I watch it, like I keep my eye out to see if there's like just somebody I might know.
Yeah.
I did that with Cincinnati too when they were here for a Friday night. But there's probably more of a chance I'd know somebody in Chicago, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been long enough that maybe not. So I don't know. I just assume Patrick probably still likes wrestling.
Oh, he still likes wrestling, that's for sure.
Well, good. It's a hobby. It's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I missed that whole era. Like I would have known who CM Punk was if it wasn't for Patrick and that. And by the time I started watching it again, he's come back, but he immediately when he came back last year, he had an injury, so he was back out again. So he has
That's a thing with him, right?
apparently, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's like that with anybody that practices like a an extreme physical thing like that. Once you've been injured once, it's easier to get injured again or something like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah, I guess he was out for a long time because of a bad injury prior to this one, and then he finally came back and got injured again right away, and then he's been out. And now they must have cleared him. Technically, they haven't cleared him. They haven't said they cleared him to wrestle again. But they must have because they were doing this whole storyline with him and Drew McIntyre, where Drew McIntyre beat the fuck out of him backstage, and then drug him out like to the main stage area, and had him up on his shoulders and then just dropped him off of his shoulders. So he
I feel
must
like you should be able to press charges.
have.
Is like the WWE ring or wherever they set up, is it like international waters? Is it like US law does not apply?
There must be some sort of agreement worked out because generally all kinds of crazy shit happens and you usually
Yeah,
don't
that's what I
see the cops.
mean. Yeah, that's what
Although
I mean.
last week or the week before they actually did, no, it was when they were in Chicago. They brought in the Chicago cops. I think it was in Chicago. Because Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens and Randy Orton wouldn't leave the stage, and they were beating up bouncers and local security. And so they called in the Chicago PD. No, maybe that was New York. No, that might have been New York when they were in New York a couple weeks ago. But either way, they called in the local PD to escort them out of the building. So, yeah. But I guess, yeah, once you become part of WWE, you're sort of like a diplomatic immunity.
That's interesting. It would explain a lot.
It's the wrestling nation.
'Cause I mean, from what I've seen in my lifetime of the wrestling I have seen, I feel like more of them should be in jail
You
for their
would
behavior inside the ring.
think so. Yeah. They
It's downright abusive.
unfortunately, I think most of them just wind up in jail for their behavior outside of the ring.
That's true. Yeah. Or dead.
Or dead.
Yeah, mostly dead.
Sometimes they
I
end
think
up.
most of them are dead rather than there are more dead ones than there are in jail ones.
Probably.
I would say that's a pretty safe bet.
And a lot of times they wind up dead because of stuff that they do in the ring. So
Yeah, true.
that's a, I mean, that's rough on your body, man.
Yeah, I
The
mean
things these
it.
people put themselves through, you know.
Yeah. It's like, you ever seen that movie North Dallas 40?
Name sounds familiar.
About the
Is that a football thing?
yeah, football in the basically in the 70s and 80s, and it's mostly just a lot of drug taking with occasional playing of football.
Football without properly padded helmets or uniforms. So many like stress injuries and head injuries.
I think it was Nick Nolte and Mac Davis, I think, was in that.
Oh yeah.
Mac Davis. You remember Mac Davis?
The
He was a
name.
country music singer who decided he was going to be an actor in the 70s, I
Oh
think.
yeah. I'm looking him up. Or I just looked him up. I'm looking at pictures of him.
I think he was a country music singer first.
He was what does it say?
Pretty sure I saw him on Hee-Haw back then, so they don't put you on Hee-Haw if you're just playing around. Or maybe they do. That's literally what they do on Hee-Haw.
This looks like it was pretty concurrent. Like, he was both a singer and an actor, like, because he had a show on NBC from 74 to 76.
What show was that?
It was called The Mac Davis Show.
Oh, he had a variety show.
Yeah, apparently. And then that movie with Nick Nolte was 79.
So like 79?
I guess he was actually, he was successful as a musician first.
Yeah.
And then also acted. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Well, good on him, because you never hear anybody talk about that guy.
Not so good on him, he died.
Oh, when did he die?
2020.
Oh, well, that's sad. I didn't hear anything about that.
It was,
was it Nolte?
Did Nolte kill him?
Did Nolte do it?
I'm trying to see.
They don't he bad-mouthing his role in The Hulk?
They don't really say what he died of.
It's like, if I was the Hulk's dad, that wouldn't have been so bad.
They, yeah, they don't really say what he died of.
Hmm.
He,
died of Mac Davis disease.
It just says, he's they're talking about who he married. This is Wikipedia, so they, you know, talk about all kinds of stuff. But, they mention he remained married to Lise Gerard, who he married in 79. And they remained married until Davis's death at age 78 on September 29th of 2020 following heart surgery.
Oh.
But they don't say that they don't say if it was the heart surgery that killed him or complications from it or what.
Yeah. It was idiopathic. I was talking to Julie about this. If here's a little tip. If you're in the hospital and they say you have idiopathic anything, that's basically the hospital saying, don't blame us. We couldn't have predicted this.
Well, that was unexpected.
Yeah, because that's what they said happened to my mom. She had acute idiopathic, whatever that was that she had. I was like, that's basically the hospital saying, don't sue us.
Frankly, I don't find anything cute about it at all.
Nope. Acute means it's serious.
Yeah.
Idiopathic means beats us.
More like idiotpathic, right?
Yeah, damn straight. Talking about you, Milan Hospital.
Sorry. I'm still looking at the Mac Davis thing. I was trying to figure out if they said, yeah, they're being real vague about it. Just that he died surrounded by friends and family after a heart surgery.
Mac Davis tonight?
Yeah. Another thing for Mac.
So are you saying that Mac tonight was not actually Doug Jones, but Mac Davis?
You've lost me, man. Did you know he was actually born Morris Mac Davis?
Norris?
Morris.
Morris?
Yeah.
Morris Mac. So wait, his middle name is Mac?
Apparently, that's how they spell it here.
Yeah. I mean, I would go by Mac, too.
Probably, yeah.
But Morris Mac Davis is an interesting name.
Huh. Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me. I remember that song.
Of course you do, because you're old. Not like me.
He wrote In the Ghetto for Elvis Presley.
He did?
Yeah. He also wrote A Little Less Conversation for Elvis Presley.
Really? I had no idea. Yeah. So he wasn't hurting for money.
I wouldn't think so. Well, he might have been. They, you know, the industry has ways of screwing artists out and stuff.
That's true.
So it's entirely possible. It's interesting reading about people here and there. I don't actually like reading whole biographies or anything, but, you know, little tidbits of stuff.
My buddy Ron reads a lot of biographies.
He
doesn't like fiction, though. And I can't comprehend that.
Not liking fiction?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm trying to think, like, I'm kind of the opposite. I don't really like
Same.
factual history things.
I think that I would go so far as to say that we are the majority.
Including biographies, I will say, except I do read stuff about bands, like
Well, you know,
books about bands.
I was gonna start because there are a couple of interesting books out there, but I tend to fall asleep when I start reading.
For me, those aren't much different than watching like the bio things about bands. Like, but for whatever reason, biopic. Well, I don't know if a biopic's like made dramatic. I'm okay with it.
Every biopic I've seen is, I don't, they were probably always like this, but as an adult watching a biopic, it just seems like so cheesy. They all seem super cheesy.
But
And
yeah.
I think it's because I'm older now and I'm just like, nobody, it's like nobody's a good person. So it's weird to see these shows where it's like, oh, he was too good for this to happen. And it's like, no, here's probably another reason they just don't want to tell you.
Yeah. I like it when sometimes they like you're wa like I've watched like a couple of Monkees ones. And like there's stuff that's like obviously not true in it or whatever. Like this is completely made up. Or they conflated two different events into one thing for some reason. Or like when I was watching that INXS one, which was
Oh, yeah, you kept telling me you saw an NXS one,
yeah, like that one was like out of order and stuff. Like
yeah. Yeah, it's funny how they do that shit, too.
I'm like, I guess, I mean, that's the difference, I guess, between a biopic and an actual biographical movie, right? Because a
A
biographical movie,
documentary.
documentary, I guess, yeah. I mean, like a documentary is sort of inherent that it needs to be telling you the truth, right? Or at least the truth if somebody sees it, I guess.
Well, they definitely pick and choose what they tell you.
Right, but it should be like in order, and the events that happened were actually things that happened, right? Like.
Yes, that's the yeah, I would say that is the bare minimum for a documentary, is that the things that happen actually happened.
Whereas a biopic, you can take license with it and dramatize it and rearrange things for narrative order and stuff like that because it just sounds better if this happens before this or whatever. They did that with the Freddie Mercury one too. That one was out of
Well, that's
order.
because they needed it to end with the Live Aid, right? Or whatever it was.
It ends after that, but yeah.
So, I mean, they don't, you can't really, that was just a really good show they had. That wasn't a seminal moment for them.
I mean, I guess well, yeah, because Mercury was still alive for like a couple of years after that. I mean, he didn't die until what, like 90? 91?
Yeah, he stuck around. He like had an album or something out in between that.
He had now he had a couple of solo albums, but I think they were out when he was on his break before Live Aid. Like when that was part of like those his experience with those doing so poorly was what like in the experience of actually recording them were part of what, at least according to the movie, part of what led him back to joining Queen again. Because there was a line in there that said something like, he was like, we hired the best people I could find. They did exactly what I told them, and it was all terrible. Because he was talking to Brian May when he was talking about rejoining Queen again. But and I'm probably didn't get that exactly word for word right. I was probably paraphrasing, but still. Yeah, I guess that, like I said, that pretty much defines the difference between a biopic and a actual documentary, I guess.
I am not a fan of ye old biopic.
I guess I don't care as long as it's entertaining.
Yeah, I just think they're full of crap.
They are. I mean, even documentaries you got to take with a grain of salt because
True.
they've got an angle, you know?
Yeah, they do have an angle. That's the th that is definitely true.
I mean, I don't know unless you're talking like no, I don't know if I've ever seen a documentary program that doesn't have an angle. Which and having an angle automatically means you're telling things to support your angle, essentially. Which means you're omitting other things that don't support your angle. Anyway.
I blame you.
Yeah, I'm the root of all evil.
You're extremely biased.
I'm money.
Your bias affects.
All the pretty babies love me.
You know, that movie, I don't hold it in contempt the way I hold Chasing Amy, but it's up there.
Bottle Rocket?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Swingers.
No, maybe that is Swingers I'm thinking of. That's not Bottle Rocket, is it? That is Swingers. Yeah, sorry. You're right. You're so money and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember much about that movie except for that.
It's not, I don't find it offensive the way I do Chasing Amy, but it is kind of a uncomfortable time capsule of a period of time I'd rather forget.
That was like 97, 98?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't know. Got mixed feelings about the 90s.
Same. Mostly dislike.
The biggest thing to me is that the 90s were my mid to late teens through my mid 20s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My mid teens to my mid 20s, and that's just inherently a very awkward period of time. All of it. I mean, you know, teenagers. Being a teenager is bad enough, but also being a young, like in your young 20s, and suddenly, like, they let you loose out into the real world. It's like being just released from a prison or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
and you have, like a prison not, you've been in for 20 years, and you have no idea how to function in normal society.
That is not an incorrect way of putting it.
So it's pretty inherently, like, awkward, that decade for people, I think, anyway. It seems like most people find that pretty awkward. So yeah, but, and it's weird because, like, I mean, you know, the 90s, no, that's not, I guess the 90s were my, to me, what the 70s were to my parents, or like late 60s, early 70s, my parents. And you think about how, like, that period's romanticized later by the time it got to the 80s, you know, I don't know where I'm going with that. Never mind. So I guess it's sort of like how the early 2000s are being, like, romanticized now as being a thing, like in fashion and stuff like that. And I wonder if people, like, I wonder if that's how my parents thought when, like, in the 80s, all these 60s, like, throwbacks were popping up and stuff. And they were like...
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I dislike it mostly because I'm uncomfortable with nostalgia for a period of time that I was trying to forget while it was happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When it's,
so it's like, I don't remember this because I wasn't paying attention, and now there's nostalgia for it.
Right.
It's like, I don't even know what you guys are actually referencing.
It's not even that it makes me comfortable. It just sort of seems surreal in a way. Because, like, especially the people that seem to be making it into nostalgia weren't even alive.
Well, I think that's normal. I was thinking of that the other day because I was just like, you know, people make a big deal out of, you know, these, you know, a kid wearing a Metallica shirt or some other band that, like, that is actually obscure or something. But, you know, I was wearing Led Zeppelin shirts.
Yeah.
It's like, I never saw a Led Zeppelin concert.
Right. I mean, Led Zeppelin was a band when I was alive, but by the time I was actually recognizing music, they weren't even a band anymore.
Yeah.
Or not recognizing music, buying music from it. No, because, I mean, they split up.
So I don't get, I'm not one of those people. It's just, it is weird for me as somebody that saw Power Rangers in my high school dorm and went, what the fuck is this? Not high school, but college dorm. And then now it's like, it's retro. It's like a nostalgia thing. And I was like, I don't have time for people who are reliving fond memories of this garbage show that was on, like, in the background.
Yeah. I guess it's like that joke that used to be, like, talking about the 60s. Like, if you can remember the 60s, you weren't there. But they're talking about drug use. I'm actually talking about, it seems like things that become nostalgia are usually done by people who weren't alive when it happens. And that's probably the same thing, again, you know, that's probably the same thing my parents felt like when 60s nostalgia kicked in. They were probably like, we don't see the big deal in it. We lived in it.
Well, think about it. How much did we love Happy Days?
50s
and that might as well have been science fiction to us. It's like our parents would have remembered it, but we had no idea what any of that was.
Yeah, my parents would have
been. I mean, Fonzie was a fucking superhero, essentially.
Well, yeah, and it's not like that show is an accurate depiction of the 50s or anything.
No, but.
Maybe American Graffiti would be closer to
that. Same thing. I mean, if American Graffiti hadn't happened, there'd be no Happy Days.
That's true. I read a thing talking about that. Because they initially rejected Happy Days until the success of.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a thing.
Because apparently Lucas did that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently he had seen the pilot for Happy Days, the rejected pilot, and he really liked it. And so when he made American Graffiti, and then it did well, he was like, said that they should try it again, kind of thing, or something like that.
Oh, weird. I was thinking that he did it without ever. Now you're just saying he knew about it before he made that movie?
The thing I read seemed to indicate that, yeah.
Oh, weird. Man, George.
Because it was made like a year or so before American Graffiti came out, like the original pilot for Happy Days.
Weird.
And it was called something else, too. I can't remember. It was some sort of like situational name that made sense with something that happens in it. And it was supposed to be more of a... initially, it was supposed to be more of a serious look at, like, kids growing up in... like, a risque serious look, but, like, kids growing up and, like, trying to find sex and stuff like that.
I mean, that's basically what the movie is.
I'm talking about Happy Days.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, it did. And even those first episodes season, felt more edgy.
Yeah, that first season kind of was, and then they leaned into the comedy instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, back when Potsy and Ralph were much more of a thing in the show. And that was their whole deal, right?
Trying to get with girls and
yeah. Stuff no, like that. That's good. Yeah, that's a good point.
But yeah. Anyway, I don't know. It's not that I disapprove of it or anything. Like going back to like the current nostalgia for like Y2K stuff and that in late '90s and that. It's just I think I understand when I would ask my parents when I was a kid, and I'd ask my parents about the questions about that time period. Late 60s, early 70s stuff, and they were just like, I don't, we were just living and it didn't really matter, kind of thing. And I kind of get that now. I'm like, yeah, because that was all just stuff for me that I was like trying to get through. Like, I have good, it's not like the 90s were nothing but terrible memories, but it's that mix of anything when you live, I guess. You have good times.
I'm just trying to live, man.
Good times and bad times, man. I had my
share. Why aren't you letting me just try? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, though, we've been talking a while, man. I think it's about time to finish.
What? Time to go.
Time to go. Time to mosey on, partner.
Time to ramble on.
Ramble on. Time to. I need to go squeeze my lemon, baby.
Oh, gross.
No, I need to make lemonade, man.
Yeah, that's what you. Yeah, whatever you say. Whatever you say.
Anyway. Yeah, all right. So you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com, Mike's website is ihatemike.com. You can read Battlepug, battlepug.com. And, I don't know, have a good weekend and be good to yourself.
Yeah, that's important.
Take time for the little things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Things that may not seem like they matter probably mean more than you think.
That's true.
And don't...
You don't notice it while you're in it.
Right. And don't sweat the small stuff, because it's all small stuff.
Mm,
which kind of contradicts the little things in life being... So, yeah, kind of scratch that and reverse it.
Yeah, do what we say, but don't listen to us.
Right. Or listen to us, but don't do what we say?
No, both.
Okay. All right, then. Have a good weekend. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.